Alright, people, let's talk some promos. I need some good ideas, and it's okay, they don't have to be fresh. That's our motto.
Pulp Fiction 2 featuring Bruce Willis and the guy from Lie to Me and John Travolta.
Sounds good! I have no objections!
You're kidding. There can't possibly be a Pulp Fiction 2. John Travolta died in the first one.
Oh, that's no big deal.
Maybe he had a twin brother. Who knows?
Good one! I'm writing that shit down.
Not so for a comedy, you know. With Will Ferrell, we just put the camera on him for 3 hours and let him do whatever he wants. I mean, that's what he does in like every other movie, right?
I don't know. Ever since Land of the Lost tanked, I'm a little apprehensive about having that guy in a movie.
Good, because it's a terrible idea.
Ouch, Mr. Negative over here.
We'll have Quentin Tarantino in here later, so that's a good idea.
Alright, come on, more promos. Let's think, guys.
Lord of the Rings 4? Revenge of the Trolls? Or some shit like that.
Great idea! Koopa, you're on a roll today, man! You're gonna get a pay raise for sure!
I can't believe you're sodomizing J.R.R. Tolkien's dream by making a phallic idea of that kind.
Negative Worm.
Cannot be serious. Trolls, Jesus, are you a mental retard?
Negative Worm, that's offensive.
Okay, well, Wiggler mentioned the word retard. While we're on the topic, let's go to Tubba Blubba with our indie film ideas. Tubba?
There's Ellen Page.
good indie actress. Good. Go on.
She meets this boy who lives in the dream fantasy all day.
Oh, like Jim Carrey. It's got to be him.
I'm thinking more of that kid that talks like a fruitcake from Arrested Development. You know, or Emile Hirsch. Either one.
And she breaks his heart. And, the only way they can get back is to delete all his memories of her. Yeah.
I am so feeling the Jim Carrey-ness right now.
Oh, and we can get so many indie artists to do the music, like, Elliot Smith, or of Montreal.
No. You just described Science of Sleep and every Ellen Page movie except X-Men 3, and like she's making any fucking sense being in that movie because it's supposed to be the hottest fucking X-Men character in all comic book dumb. Played by her. It doesn't make any sense. In Eternal Sunshine, Tubba, you're a fucking idiot. You described 3 very apparent indie films. And for the record, Elliot Smith is dead. He's dead. Good job, Mr. Good Will Hunting. Jesus!
Well, nobody's original anymore, Wiggler. You can't expect there to be Alien 6 out there anytime soon.
Oh. My. God.
This can't be happening.
I'm so sick of your negativity. What am I going to do with you? You pitch a movie, alright? Let's hear what you have to say.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. It's about Studio 50, go-go dancer. From the 80s.
I hate it.
It's unoriginal.
And she has AIDS.
It's a fucking terrible idea. That's disgusting. I might vomit.
Tubba, give me some good ideas. Please.
There's like this, musician who loses his best friend in a car accident. And, to get over, he moves to Minneapolis to play music where he falls in love and discovers himself for the first time.
Wow. Actually, that sounded pretty good, Tubbo.
Wow. What do you guys think? That sounded pretty good to me.
I'm actually afraid to agree with Wiggler, because I blatantly don't like him, but yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh my god. It can be played by Rob Schneider. I'm a tumor.
Ha! Mr. Tarantino! What's up, dog?
Hey guys, it's been a hell of a day on set of Kill Bill 3 because it was entirely dialogue and absolutely no more action scenes, which is what I'm all about and that's what audiences love.
Well, that's a very unexciting departure from your previous work. I mean, considering it sounds like you're just specifying and focusing on one of the more cliched styles and just omitting the rest of the action scenes. I mean, it's not very entertaining.
What's with this guy? Is he on crack? Are you all on crack here? Or does everybody come up with the ideas? I mean, come on, this guy's crazy.
That's right, Quinn. It's pretty much just us that comes up with the ideas, not him.
Basically, have you seen any of the movies lately?
Alright, so, you know, I just have these ideas, you know, and I'm just gonna throw one out. Alright, you two, the first cut.
You two, like the band, the movie?
A flash scene of Bono being tortured like James Bond. Here, take a look.
No matter how you torture me, I will not reveal the location of the Joshua Tree.
Ah! I like it.
Well, of course you fucking do, because it's me.
Alright, gents. One last pitch idea. And we're done for the day, and we can go back to our beautiful, hot, gorgeous wives. Except for Wiggler, who lives with his mom.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Alright, so I've like been working on this idea for years. I don't know about actors, but we can get somebody like the black guy from The Office.
Okay.
And a really useless actor. I mean, like John Cusack.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And get this. They stumble onto a hot tub time machine.
I love it. Let's budget $100 million.
Wiggler, clean the toilets now.
Mom, I had a really hard day today. I want to sit down, maybe grab a beer. Just be in solitude right now. I hate my life.
Alright, Cooper. I came up with this great idea for a new ground sketch. It'll be my first Flash submission. Sonic versus Mario. What do you think of that one?
I don't know, man. It sounds like it might get bland.
Oh, come on. These people are stupid. They love anything.
Well, I submitted something one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it got bland. I was pretty depressed. They sent me death threats.
You sound like a fucking loser. Well, please, people aren't that stupid. Oh, shit.
Well, you can try making a hentai. Those always seem to do good.
Huh, I love hentai. You got yourself a point there. Did I mention you're getting a raise?
Make sure it's a Mario and Peach hentai.
Of course. Or Sonic and Amy, who knows? I'm so perverted.